Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
You are listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Father Joseph Senosky. He is from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania in the United States of America. This mechanical engineer turned Catholic priest is presently the Director of Pastoral and Apostolic Formation at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in Philadelphia. As a priest and a formator, living and working with the young seminarians, he encounters many challenges in his life and mission. Our faithful witness of today, Father Joseph Senosky from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, USA, shares with us his faith experiences, inspirations, and the challenges he faced in his life and mission. Father Senosky, a very hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. We are very happy to have you with us today.
Thank you, Father. It's a delight to be here.
Tell us briefly about you.
Oh, I was born in a little town in the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania, called Sayre, Pennsylvania, which is in northeast Pennsylvania. When I was 11, we moved to south central Pennsylvania. And after high school, I was very interested in science and math, and so I studied engineering at Penn State University. And I graduated from Penn State with a degree in mechanical engineering. And I worked for 2 years as an engineer before entering the seminary.
Who were your inspirations to become a Catholic priest?
I would say that, first of all, my parents and my grandparents are people of deep faith. And going to Sunday Mass is something that was very important in my family growing up. And so I was fortunate to have been raised in a home where practicing the faith was of great importance. As a young person, I was greatly inspired by the example and witness of our late Holy Father, Blessed John Paul II. And when I was working as an engineer before I entered the seminary, St. Charles Seminary for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, the year before I entered the seminary, I went to World Youth Day in Denver, Colorado. And I had been thinking about entering the seminary even during my years of studies for an engineering career. But I had always been involved in my faith, and in college I was involved in the Newman Center, which is a center for Catholic students that study at secular universities. And the year before I entered the seminary, I went on a pilgrimage to Denver, Colorado to see Pope John Paul II. And Blessed John Paul II challenged us as young people to not be ashamed of our faith, to not be afraid of proclaiming the gospel. He told us the gospel is something that should be proclaimed from the rooftops. And so the message that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, something that the Holy Father emphasized to us, and he challenged us to respond to God's call in our own lives and to develop that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, our personal faith.
So till that time, you were thinking whether to join or not to join.
Yes.
And the Pope pushed you in the way.
We could say that. That experience certainly was instrumental in my discerning that the Lord was calling me, in fact, to enter the seminary and to study for the diocesan priesthood. So I entered St. Charles Seminary, studying for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and was very blessed with the wonderful formation that I received there. I've been a priest for 12 years.
Okay.
I worked for 3 years as an assistant in one of our large parishes in suburban Philadelphia. Then I taught high school for 1 year. I taught religion in one of our Catholic high schools. And then I had the good fortune of being sent to Rome to study dogmatic theology at the Gregorian University. And then after 4 years of graduate studies, I returned to the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And I was chaplain of one of our largest Catholic high schools in the city. And then 2 years ago, Cardinal Rigali asked me to teach at our seminary. So I am the director of pastoral and apostolic formation at St. Charles Seminary. So,
you are a formator, taking part in the formation of young people to priesthood. How do you see the faith of the young under your care in the seminary?
Well, I think that it's very inspiring to see young people also today in the United States. Our culture has become increasingly secular, but yet even in the midst of our culture, young men still respond to God's call to enter the seminary. And so I consider it a great privilege to be involved in the work of seminary formation. And I try in my classes, I teach theology in our college seminary and also in our major seminary. I try to encourage the young seminarians to not be afraid to witness to the gospel, as Pope John Paul II had encouraged us as young people, that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and that we should not be afraid.
In your younger days, you witnessed a faith quite different from today. Does it challenge you?
Yes, this is a great challenge because years ago, the family life was stronger in American culture. But today, there are even young people that face great opposition from their own parents in entering the seminary. And so the message of having confidence in the Lord's leading personal calling is something that's very important, that a young person today has to, an imitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the Annunciation, be it done to me as you say, that it's important to pray for the grace to respond to God's call and to pray for perseverance in one's personal faith and in their response to their vocation. This is very important.
Thank you, Father Chernowski. That was Father Joseph Chernowski from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, USA, sharing with us his faith experiences.
Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember
when you walked among men. Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Cheating and stealing, violence and crime. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Father Joseph Chernowski from the U.S. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.